Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Riverdance star Michael Flatley has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer and has undergone surgery, according to a statement on his official Instagram account. That said, dear friends, we have something personal to share. Michael Flatley has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer. He has undergone surgery and is in the care of an excellent team of doctors. No further comments will be made at this time. We only ask for your prayers and well wishes. We're joined now by Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, and you're welcome, Ralph, to the programme.
Thanks, Sarah.
Do we know about Michael Flatley's condition at this point?
Well, all we know, Sarah, literally, is what was in that statement, is that he's undergone surgery. He is recuperating at the moment. Now, we understand that he is recuperating with his wife, Niamh, and his son, Michael Jr. I also understand that the diagnosis was around Christmas time, and that the surgery was planned immediately. What we don't know is we don't know the specific type of cancer involved, and we don't know if it's linked. He was quite vocal. He has been an incredible campaigner for cancer research charities over recent years, and he went public 2 years ago, Sarah, to basically highlight the fact that he was diagnosed in 2003 as having a malignant form of melanoma, and he underwent treatment for that. Again, we don't know, is that linked to the current procedure that he's undergone?
And you know him well, of course, Ralph. You attended his wedding.
Yeah, I was at his wedding back in 2006, and he's a remarkable man, Sarah. He's very loyal to people that he gets to know and that people that he considers to be fair to me. I'm not alone in that. There's a lot of other Irish journalists that have had access to him that a lot of other people don't get, simply because we've been dealing with him over many years. And of course, it was in many ways a kind of a blessing for me in that I ended up with kind of an ongoing story on my patch. I'm from North Cork. And of course, Michael Flatley bought Castle Hyde, a very famous 18th century property, back in 2001, 2002. It was virtually derelict at the time. He bought it for, I think, around €3 million. And for some substantial period of time afterwards, there was extensive stories about the money that he had lavished on Castle Hyde, that he had brought it back to its 18th century glory. In actual fact, Castle Hyde hosted his wedding to Niamh back in 2006. And it was remarkable to see the property restored to its original status. And of course, Castle Hyde hosted an awful lot of very high profile and celebrity friends of the dancer over the past 20 years.
And he also has homes in the UK, US, France and Barbados. Do we know where he is as he recuperates?
We don't, Sarah, but what I do know is that he was in Ireland, I think it was about 10 days ago. As I mentioned earlier, he really has been very involved in, you know, supporting charities, involved in homelessness support works and cancer research. And while he was in the North Cork area about 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, he had visited a number of charities in Fermoy. I think there was a new National Council for the Blind of Ireland shop that opened. He went in and met with the people there. Of course, there's a general hospital in Fermoy, and for many, many years before COVID, of course, when it became impossible, he would always on Christmas Day go to visit a lot of the elderly patients in those hospitals and actually bring some of the Christmas cake from Castle Hyde to them.
Okay, well, thank you very much for bringing us up to date, Ralph, on what we know so far, and we do, of course, wish him the best.
And that is all we have time for today. The programme was produced by Nicole Keohane, researched by Fiona Dunlan. Our broadcast coordinator was Taran O'Sullivan, and Tommy O'Sullivan was on sound. Arena with Kay Sheehy is up next, but from all of us here on Drive Time, Sáinn agus beannacht.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Garibh Mahagatha Cormac said news there about Michael Flatley, and we wish him well.